Okay, thanks for talking to me, ladies. I'm with me this afternoon, I've got
Norma Smith
and
Maggie Chilton.
Thanks very much. You've just told me off there that you're on the SHOSA committee. Can you just tell us a little bit about what the SHOSA committee involves?
It's a committee designed for the ex-pupils and staff. And the association is Sheffield House Students and Staff Association. And we started in January 1985. And our aim is to link past with the present. And we have prizes for the children which link the past with the present. And also we have an open day every year when everyone's invited to come back and look round school and reminisce. And also we try to do whatever we can to help people to trace their friends.
That's a wonderful idea. So you were former pupils at the school, is that right?
Yes, we were here from 1953, 60 years ago, to I left in 1960, you were 59, weren't you?
That's right.
Yes.
And what you come back regularly with the SHOSA committee, what changes have you noticed over these years? Today you've been round and seen a visit, so you've got a snapshot of the school. How is it different now?
Mainly all the new buildings, and the fact that you don't have green and cream for the colours. They were the standard colours when we were here.
Green
and cream. You know, green below, and then that purple line across, and then cream above it.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you meant the uniforms.
No, on the walls.
Oh, on the walls. Oh, that was a sort of
wartime
thing.
Apart from the extension to the back of the hall is exactly as it was when we were here, except for the colours. And obviously, towards the vestibule is completely different. When I first came back in 85, it had just been extended to take the boys from Birkdale. We had to have facilities for boys, so the school had been changed. But when I first came back, it was virtually the same as when I was here. But obviously, since then, it's been extended with the new dining room and the house for at the end of Melbourne Avenue for the sixth form centre, and the changeover of the old junior school from where it was now as it is on Melbourne Avenue. Do you want to say what you
What are the high points of your visit this afternoon then? What in particular is taking your eye?
Well, I mean, we come back on a regular basis. We didn't do the tours because we've generally been around. So we sat and chatted, you know, non-stop. But it was the concerts, fantastic. Absolutely wonderful. Really enjoyed that.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Thanks very much.
The children are brilliant. We're very impressed.
Good.